Shmuel Beis Perek Vav. We learned in the previous parak how David conquered Yerushalayim and built Ir David, the city of David. And in this parak we will see how David moved the Aron Hashem, the ark containing the Luchos, to Yerushalayim. David gathered 30,000 men of Yisrael to move the Aron Bris Hashem, the ark of Hashem, from the house of Abinadab to Yerushalayim. As it says in Pasuk Gimel, V'yirkavu es Aron Elokim al Agala Chadasha, that they moved the Aron, the ark, on a brand new wagon, V'yisumi Beis Avinadav Asher B'Giva, and they took it from the house of Avinadav, who was located in Giva, V'uza, V'achya, Helach Lifnei Aaron. And a person named Uza and a person named Achya, they started carrying the Aaron. David and all of Yisrael were celebrating and were extremely happy about the moving of the Aaron. Lots of musical instruments were being played. As they were traveling with the Aaron, it appeared to Uza, who was carrying the Aaron, as if it was going to fall. Uza stuck out his hand to stop the Aaron from falling. Then Hashem killed Uza for not treating the Aaron with the proper honor it deserves. Rashi points out, David should have known it's inappropriate for the Aaron to be carried on a wagon by animals. Therefore, Hashem made the Aaron look like it was going to dislodge. The Ahu Rabba brings, the Aaron only appears as if the people are carrying it. However, the Aaron really carries itself, because the Aaron is really suspended between heaven and earth. Therefore, when Uza put his hand on the Aaron, Hashem killed Uza, because Hashem didn't want the fools to say the Aaron isn't suspended between heaven and earth. The Radak adds, the Aaron is supposed to be carried by members of the tribe of Levi. Uza was not from Levi, and therefore was acting in a dishonorable way to the Aaron. And Pasuk Ches through Pasuk Yabez, David was upset about what happened to Uza. David then diverted the Aaron to the house of Oved Adam for 3 months. All of Oved Adam's property became blessed. The Abarbanel adds, the 3 months were in order for David to arrange proper transportation for the Aaron, so the Aaron can be carried by the ladies. The Aaron was then brought to Yerushalayim with great simcha and happiness. Every little bit on the way, oxen were brought as sacrifices for Hashem. As it says in Pasuk Yudalit and Tesvav, V'David mecharker b'chol oz lefnei Hashem. And David was dancing with all his strength in front of Hashem. David b'chol Yisrael ma'alem es ha'aron Hashem b'truah u'b'chol shofar. And David and all Yisrael brought the Aaron, sounding great musical instruments and blowing the shofar. A word on the topic of holy dancing. The Svarim HaKadoshim explained, happiness can be compared to people dancing in a circle. There's always one person on the outside. That person is considered Yagon V'Anacha, full of sadness and depression. So therefore, a person needs to take the sadness and bring it into the circle, then have the sadness flip into happiness. In other words, it's one thing when you're happy not to be sad. It's another thing when you're happy to chase after the sadness, bring it into the circle, and have it turn into Kedusha, happiness as well. This all can be accomplished through dancing, as we bring the difficult things in our lives into the circle, flipping it into happiness. As David was dancing, Michal, David's wife, was staring at David through a window. Michal watched as David danced before Hashem and Yisrael with all his strength. Michal felt embarrassed by the way David seemed to appear in the eyes of Yisrael. And Pasuk Tes Zayin through Yotes, the Aaron was finally brought to its resting place. David blessed the entire nation. David gave each person one loaf of bread, one bottle of wine, and one generous portion of meat. Then everyone returned home. And Pasuk Chaf, Michal then went to meet David. Michal spoke harshly and criticized David for dancing the way he did. Michal told David he looked like one of the Rakim, empty-headed people. David then spoke sharply back to Michal. I was dancing for Hashem and no one else. Hashem made me the king over your father Shaul. Hashem is the one who chose me. And Pasuk Chaf Beis, David continues, V'nekalesi od bizos, and I shall be even more humble than this. Hayishi shuffle the Einov. I shall be lonely in my own eyes. It's amazing how you see David's great humility. And Pasuk Chav Gimel, which is the end of the parak, from that day on, Michal had no more children. David explained to Michal, it's not about how you look in the eyes of people. It's about how you look in the eyes of Hashem. And that's the end of the parak. The Svam HaKadoshim point out that David says in Tehillim, Ki ani yadati golo Hashem. I know how big Hashem is. I know, and I specifically know, my relationship with Hashem is so great and vast, it would be virtually impossible to even begin to convey it to other people. It's such a vibrant, strong relationship. Even from moment to moment, it's changing. Each and every single one of us have the ability to have a strong, emotive relationship with Hashem the way David HaMelech did. Therefore, David was not concerned with the way things looked in the eyes of people. David knew it was between him and Hashem only. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.